But first, the Arizona Corporation Commission is holding an open meeting this morning, and the spotlight is on the panel's decision on whether to grant the state's largest utility, Arizona Public Service, a rate increase. Controversy has been building for months, but many of the disagreements seem to have been ironed out. So what's the outcome likely to be? With me to talk about that is Ryan Randazzo of the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. He covers energy and utilities. Ryan, APS asked for this rate increase more than a year ago. Is that a reasonable amount of time, or have other factors played a part?
Historically, this is actually right on schedule. They're supposed to make these decisions within a year. APS has had more complicated and more controversial rate increases that took 18 months or longer for them to get decided.
APS at this point, where we're at, would get basically a $6 a month hike for the average customer. Where did that start off? What did they initially want?
Well, when they asked for this in June last year, they were looking for an $11 a month average increase on residential customers. And that got negotiated down with several parties in the case. There are about 40 different interest groups that got involved in this case officially, and they had settlement talks, and most of them agreed to this $6 a month figure.
So when APS wanted 11, because 11 and 6 is quite a bit of difference when you look at each customer. So what were they looking for at 11, and why ultimately was it a matter of thinking people were making good points, or were more likely to get approved if it's 6 as opposed to 11?
I think the common wisdom is that they normally ask for more than they're actually going to get because they know that people are going to oppose these things. There's actually a State Department, the Residential Utility Consumer Office, that their only duty in life is to oppose these increases and sort of fight for them. So common wisdom says they ask for a little bit more than they think they can actually get, and then they negotiate that down. The major change in the settlement is that they won't have mandatory demand rates, which would have been an entirely different way to bill customers, not just on how much electricity they use, but when they use it the most. And the single hour that they use the most electricity in a month would have had a huge impact on their bill. They gave up in the settlement talks, APS gave up that push for mandatory demand charges. They're still an option, but you don't have to use them as a residential customer in this settlement.
I'm not asking you to look into your crystal ball, but based on the fact that they brought it up once, is that something that you could see them bringing up again in the future?
They're going to continue. They still say that they believe that's the most appropriate way to charge customers as utility models change and as new technology like batteries and solar become more prevalent. I think that's going to be a very difficult thing for any regulator ever approve because it's such a dramatic change on how people use electricity.
So you mentioned all these other stakeholders that met with APS, talked with APS, whatever it may be. So later today with the hearing, are you expecting basically a slam dunk then, or will there be some controversy potentially?
Well, there's a couple major stakeholders that don't agree to everything. One of them is AARP, and another one is known as SWEEP. They're an energy conservation group. They don't approve to some of the rate plans that are in the proposal. So I expect some debate from them and possibly an amendment coming from one of the commissioners to try and find some middle ground between those parties and APS.
Potential peak hours could be changing based on when people want to use a certain amount of energy or when they're encouraged not to?
Yeah, in Arizona, they're pretty popular for people to use time of use rates. And if you're on APS, then you're charged a higher rate in summer from noon to 7. And the people on these plans, they know that. They put off whatever major appliances they can until after 7 o'clock at night. They turn their thermostat up so their AC doesn't run as much. They wait to do their laundry. APS wants to change those hours to 3 to 8. And AARP and SWEEP both oppose that because they think that 8 o'clock is just too late for average consumers to delay, say, cooking dinner and taking care of their household chores. So that's one thing that may get negotiated today and maybe not, and APS gets what it wants out of the settlement.
And what about smart meters? Most of us, except in rural areas, I guess, are kind of used to these. Where are we going from there?
1.2 million APS customers use a smart meter. It you might not know, but your meter tells APS how much electricity you use wirelessly. There are 16,000 about customers who oppose these meters for different reasons, for privacy reasons, for safety reasons. They don't want to use a smart meter. And APS for years has been trying to charge them because the company still goes out and manually reads their meter once a month to see how much electricity they used. So if you're using a wireless smart meter today and you want to change it to a manually read meter, APS wants to charge you $50 for the house call to swap out your meter and then $5 a month. That is in the settlement.
And Ryan, where would we be if we didn't discuss some aspect of politics with the Corporation Commission, which has been seeing a lot of drama recently? Now, Bob Burns and his fellow commissioners have not been seeing eye to eye on a lot of things. Could that play into effect with the hearing?
Well, Commissioner Burns, I would anticipate, would vote against this increase because he said that he will vote against all APS requests until the company agrees to disclose what it has spent in elections, particularly the 2014 election, when APS is believed to have helped elect two Republicans to the commission. I would expect some fireworks from him and continued disagreement. I'm not sure there was something filed to the docket yesterday regarding him possibly having inappropriate conversations with some of the stakeholders in the case, and that came from the commission's legal staff. So it'll be interesting today to see if they try and preclude him from voting or otherwise take him out of the discussion.
Ron Randazzo covers utilities and many other things for the Arizona Republic and AC Central. Ron, thanks for the update.
Thanks a lot.